Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com.
Well, we have an exciting program today. It's all about seeing into the supernatural. And I know that our people, they love the supernatural and love to delve into it and study on it and all that good stuff. So if you have a desire to see into the supernatural or to discern the supernatural, this is the program for you. And I have with me Jennifer. I am so glad to have you with us. You are from California, and you are a feeler, discerner, seer, prophetic voice, a prophetic woman of God. In fact, you live out a lot of prophetic words, and it's awesome to have you on our program. And you have authored Seeing the Supernatural, and there are so many good nuggets in here for those that are seers or want to learn more about seeing and discerning. And so during lunch today, we were talking about even those who have big gifts of discernment and feel overloaded and don't know what to do with what they're feeling, seeing, don't know how to turn it off. And so we're going to get to that in a bit. So if you relate to that or you know someone who does, you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to go into that and give you some insight. But how did you get acquainted with the supernatural?
Well, I always had, it seems like, a window into the spiritual realm, even as a young girl. There was a connection. I never saw angels or anything of God. It was pretty neutral or negative. And I just grew up with that. It was kind of like my secret world. It did get extremely negative the last few years before I got saved.
What do you mean by negative? Did you see into the demonic realm?
Or? Yes, I did. Apparitions, voices. Again, in high school, before I got saved, in my college year, those last few years, it became very dark. I would hear demons, see demons. My bed would shake. Wow. I'd hear voices screaming outside my window. It got very demonic at that point. But it was the precursor that I was going to get saved, I believe.
Right. And also, I think that, as we were talking about earlier, a lot of times when you find someone with that kind of sensitivity, and some of you might even have children who, for example, maybe have really vivid, harsh, negative dreams, or, they might be Christian children, but still have, demonic visitation in that. It's not because there's something bad about them. It's actually a sign that they could be a seer or a prophetic person, right?
Right. Both my son and my daughter have had those kind of experiences. And I just teach them, what we teach an adult, if it's not of God, you take authority over it and it has to go in the name of Jesus, and really to discern what's God and what's not.
Right.
And so if we can teach them, then they'll do fine. But with people like myself who I wasn't in a Christian home, and I didn't have anybody to really teach me those things, it could be very scary.
Yeah, really. And even, like as a Christian parent, to have a child who's seeing dark things, you know, you can start to wonder in yourself, what am I doing wrong? Like, you know, how did this get into my home? How did this happen? But I think sometimes it's like the devil can see a potential in a person and, you know, can even, you know, see or discern himself the sensitivity in a child, let's say, and then start to put things into that realm. So how would you encourage, you know, parents, like, let's say that I came to you and I said, oh my gosh, I've got my child's having nightmares every night. Demons coming into the room, the bed shaking. Mm-hmm. What do I do? What would be some of the things that you would suggest to me?
Well, I would encourage you that it's not something that's wrong with you. It's something that's right with you. And because of that, you're going to develop an intercessor and you're going to develop a warrior in your home and give them, you know, the 1-2-3s about taking authority over these kind of things, but put it in child language.
Right.
And encourage them and support them and help them to overcome, because they're going to need those tools. And
yep.
Those are lifelong tools.
Yep.
And they'll never forget what they learned because you
right.
taught them.
And probably not to be able to, you know, especially in front of the child, have fear elements in it.
Right.
But maybe even make it fun, like, you know, wow, that's cool. You get to see the power that you have in Jesus, because we're going to take that power and drive this out now. You know, it's almost like seeing that supernatural as a good thing and to be able to overcome it.
Right. My son, he had seen apparitions and demonic things as a young kid. Now, at the time before he was healed, he was unable to speak. He had a neurological disorder, which is resolved now. But he could see a few things. And one time he told me, he says, I see a black bird. And he said, bird, 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 on the ceiling. And I said, what color is the bird? And he says, black. And I said, watch mommy make it go away.
Wow, and that is so cool.
Yeah. And so I just commanded the demon to leave. And I asked him, I said, is it gone? And he said, yeah.
You know what I love about what you just shared, Jennifer, is that you had confidence. You instilled confidence into your child. You didn't say, oh my gosh, you see a black bird. Mm. Oh my gosh, it might be witchcraft. It might be this. It might be a curse. It might be this. Oh my gosh, I better call the intercessors.
Yeah.
I don't know about you out there if you've ever done this, but I have.
Yeah.
I've probably done every wrong thing in the book, but I actually traumatized my children, I think, by reacting to what I saw in the spirit.
Yeah, so, it's so easy to do because we are reacting. It's shocking to your emotions, and it's better to just be very confident, very
right.
to the point. ABC, 1-2-3,
yeah.
give your kids the tools.
And just like what you did, you said, watch mommy do this. It's so awesome. I love that. Okay, so we're going to train our children. We're going to train ourselves. Like, you know, I know a lot of adults even that start to have all kinds of interesting visions and dramatic encounters in adulthood and wonder what's going on. So again, it's really important that we have pastoral nurture for them, right? To train them how to discern it and what to do. So if someone came to your church, which I know you have lots of people that come
yeah.
with, you know, seer anointings and feelers, what would you say to them if they had had a traumatic encounter, and how would you walk them through to train them to utilize that seer gift?
Well, I hope this is something that other ministers can take note of, is I don't presume they're crazy. My first presumption is that they're gifted from God. And I do ask some questions, you know, to find out, what are you seeing? What happened? And then typically, I mean, across the board, actually, is once they are seeing things in the spiritual realm, it falls under that category, the gift of discerning of spirits, because we discern through our senses, Hebrews 5:14. And because we discern through our senses, we will see, hear, feel spiritual things. And so I assure them that they're not crazy, but now we need to go to the Bible and figure out, what do we do with what you just experienced? Do we keep it? Do we pray into it? Do we flush it, get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? And instilling confidence in them is probably the biggest thing, because it's very disturbing when you see things that you can't explain, or you don't have anybody validating what you just
right.
experienced. And so I want them to have confidence, but also some tools on what to do.
Oh, that's so good. I wish there was more people trained like you, Jennifer, because I know of many, and I'm sure that many of you are watching, who have come to me and said, you know, I've had things happen to me, or I've had encounters in the supernatural realm, but when I share them with people, they freak out, and, you know, because they're not used to the supernatural. And like, we need mentors. We need mentors in the supernatural. And you have such an anointing for that, to pastor people into maturity. And your book, Seeing the Supernatural, is a big help. It's a great tool. So thank you so much for investing into the body in this way. And I just want to encourage you, as you're watching, you can get this on Jennifer's website that is on the screen right now. You can also get it on Amazon, Elijah List. It's out there in many, many places, but it'll really help you. Now, we've talked, you know, so far a bit of, you know, about the negative side, you know, because when you have the gift of discernment, you don't just discern the spirit of God. You know, it could be the spirit of his angels or the demonic realm, as we've already talked about. But one thing for sure, we should not be afraid of the supernatural dimension of the kingdom of God. But because we're natural beings, oftentimes even believers are afraid of the supernatural. Have you found that?
They really are. And again, I believe it's culture. We're cultured into not believing in anything that's past our logic, that's not linear or rational.
So good.
And,
yeah.
And you know, if we would understand that we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and God, who is spirit, and our salvation is spiritual, everything is spiritual. So spirituality is what we should be encountering on a normal basis.
Right.
And so we shouldn't be afraid of it.
I know, because the Bible is so full of supernatural encounter that if we were to take supernatural encounter out of here, there wouldn't be much left.
Right.
You know, it's like it would just be a book of doctrine maybe, but, you know, it wouldn't exalt God as a supernatural God. And I think that you're right on when you mention culture. It's so right on. We've been cultured into believing that our Christianity needs to be academic rather than supernatural, which is what we're called to. In fact, Jesus himself said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we need to grow and cultivate a spiritual life and a spiritual focus within our life. So if I came to you and I said, Jennifer, I've never had any senses of seeing things or feeling things, or I've never had an angel show up or a demon, you know, but I would like to grow in supernatural sensitivity. What can I do to cultivate that?
Honestly, Patricia, I have found more people than not, they do have this gift operating, more Christians than not. They just don't recognize it. For example, have you ever had just a gut instinct about a person? Real simple, real slight. That's the gift of the discerning spirit. Or has somebody left a bad taste in your mouth? Okay, that's the gift of discerning spirits. Or have you thought about somebody or prayed about somebody and had a little movie play in your head? A lot of people ignore those movies.
Right.
They don't realize from the Holy Spirit. And so usually my first take is I try to connect the dots that are already at play in their life. But you do run across people who it really isn't working in their life. They can't discern anything. And so with that, I say, well, we need to be people of the word first, people of prayer, because that builds our spirit. And then I would actually lay hands on them and release the gift upon their lives.
Come on. I'm going to have you do that to our audience too, because I know that many of you would like to have it unlocked. It's so empowering. It's so amazing to be able to see into the spirit and to be comfortable with the supernatural realm. I mean, we are children of God. He lives inside of us, and we are not just ordinary people. You know, we are not earthly beings trying to get into heaven. We're heavenly beings living in the earth. And so as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, he wants us to move into the supernatural. We'll be right back after this word, and looking forward to all that God is going to impart in this next section. I just think it's such an amazing realm. I've had awesome encounters in that realm, and I want you to as well. And Jennifer, it's awesome to have you here. You. In your book, you tell a story about a ministry leader that you refer to as Easton. Tell us what he was wrestling with when he was trying to pursue growing in the gifts.
Well, I just got saved. It was my freshman year of college, and I was serving on a Christian club that was on the campus, and I ended up being on the leadership team. And so it was a mix of different people, different backgrounds, faith, you know, all Christians, of course, but different expressions. That would be the best way to say that. And so we had one person on the team, and he was from an expression that did not really believe in the supernatural, not an active experience with the supernatural. And yet at night, he was being visited by a demon. And so what happened is the ministry leader, the campus ministry leader, he invited all the team, the leadership team, to come and pray for him because he obviously needed prayer. And so we are hearing the story that he's having a black snake actually visit him at night and threaten to take his life. And he has no spiritual grid for this. I mean, he's a Christian, he's a believer, but he doesn't have a spiritual grid for this. And I felt compelled by the Holy Spirit. At the time, I didn't know I had the gift of discerning spirits. I just knew that I was led by the Spirit. And I felt compelled to go into his bedroom because he was living at the campus ministry's house. And I felt led to go back there. And then I felt led to go right straight into his closet, which, of course, is kind of strange to do that. But I was being led by the Holy Spirit. And I went into the closet. I grabbed a pile of, I didn't know what I was grabbing, but I grabbed a pile of something. And then when I pulled it out, it was all of his classic rock LP albums. You think, what is wrong with that? Well, they hosted occultic themes and sexual themes. Wow. And you know, come to discover, you know, maybe we even have those things in our house and nothing's happening to us, but it's like an unlocked door. And the thief came, the thief found the unlocked door and began to torment him. So he broke all those records, he broke them down. He was never visited again by that demon. He was set free. And that's one of the things that happens with those who operate in the gift of discerning spirits, is they bring a real interesting deliverance to people's lives.
Wow, that is so awesome. And it's true, like Jesus said, when the prince of this world comes, he has nothing in me. And sometimes we will open our lives up to the demonic realm by allowing influences in. And we cannot take that lightly. Right. In fact, if we're consecrated unto God, there should be nothing in our life that would be, you know, dark, right? Because if you've got something dark in your life, something can hook into it. And, you know, I just want to encourage all of you who are watching to, I mean, there's nothing better than living totally clean before God and set apart for Him and just being crazy in love with Him in every way. And it feels good, actually, to just live clean and have all that stuff out. But we certainly wouldn't want to have a place for the enemy to put his hooks in. Okay, what about in the church? Let's say that we are in an assembly and we're worshiping, and all of a sudden we start to see things. What do we do?
Well, I have found that whenever you start seeing things, it's always an occasion for dialogue with God. You know, it's an occasion to pray. It's an occasion to get His heart. And so if it's positive, well, that's something we can bless. Depending on what your role is at the church, you can maybe speak into it. You can minister out of it. You might see angels come. You might see the anointing of the Spirit come for a particular ministry. You know, it could be a lot of different things. And so we actually pray and bless and minister out of that. If it's negative, then we can use our authority. We can take authority over it. We can stop it from happening. Years ago, I made the mistake of telling my pastor every demon I saw in the church, and they do show up at church. And I realized it was very discouraging to him. Yeah. He didn't want to hear it. And I just realized that my job is to stealthily pray and do something about that. And bring an atmosphere of heaven.
Yeah, because if it's been being revealed to you, it's for the solution, not to just to reveal a problem, right?
Right.
It's so that you can bring light into the darkness. We never park inside of darkness. We just bring the light. But I find, Jennifer, that in corporate worship or any kind of worship is when my seer gift and my sensitivity to the Spirit is unlocked. Yeah. I find worship a launching pad into the supernatural.
Right.
And I think it's so good too, because you're completely focused. In fact, in the Glory School that I teach, I teach people to engage in the supernatural out of that place of worship because your focus is on him.
That's good.
And it's on his beauty and his holiness. And then all of a sudden you're like, woo, you know, can engage in the fullness of where the Spirit wants to lead you in that realm. So I know every Sunday morning here at Shiloh, when we have worship, we have great worship. And every time I go into worship, I'll start seeing things, or I'll start sensing things in the Spirit. It's such a catalyst. So I want to encourage those of you who are watching that if you want to grow more in the seer anointing, to engage in it through worship. You know, if you want to sense more things, if you want to have more supernatural encounters, you can actually go deep into worship and then things can start to move you. And of course, by all means, get Seeing the Supernatural book. This will really help you. It's a great book, How to Sense, Discern, and Battle in the Spiritual Realm. Now, I can tell in the spirit by looking at you that you're a warrior. You have a warrior anointing on you. And it's like I see this general anointing where you command the troops, or you will groom the troops to go and do the battle. And we know that one of the angels of heaven is Michael. He's an archangel over war and battle. And I actually see him, you know, see the representation of that type of angel standing behind you.
Wow.
So I feel that you've probably battled on pretty large areas and carry authority in that. And the one good thing, or well, there's many good things, but one of them that's coming to my mind right now is when you operate in that realm with such authority and you've honed your authority, you can impart that to others. Yeah. And I just feel that we've got some warriors watching the program today that have been wounded in the battle because they haven't had the affirmation that they needed.
Right.
They didn't get the covering that they needed. And they got wounded in the battle by trying the very best they could with what they knew. Mm. And I just feel this authority on you. Yeah. And I see this angelic presence behind you that represents Michael's warrior mode. I just would love to invite you, if you would do this, is look into your camera and just pray for all the warriors out there that are wounded and minister to them.
Sure. And if, before I pray for you, I just want to say one thing, and I'm seeing a woman in particular. And this is like a breath of fresh air to you. Somebody is speaking your language. Somebody is finally validating what you have been experiencing. And I want to let you know that it's going to be a new day from here. It's going to be a change and a transformation because you just got solid right off of this show, right off of what was said here. You finally have something to land on, to ride out, to walk on, and it's going to be a different day for you. And so I just pray for every person that is watching the show, every person that has been wounded, has been misunderstood, has felt judged, has felt sidelined, has felt that people were afraid of you. And I just prophesy over you that there is a turnaround, there is a new day, there is a new authority coming to your life. And I just release, that anointing, to see, and wisdom on how to apply what you see, that those two together are coming into your life so that you can actually live out what God has given to you and live it out well and be a power hitter in the body of Christ, in Jesus' name.
Oh, there's so much authority released there. It felt so powerful. Also, I'm getting a word right now for someone that you are actually getting set free from this program as well, in that, you know, you've always been looked upon as a bit of a weirdo, and you felt the rejection of that. And you are not a weirdo. You are gifted. You are beautifully gifted. And the rejection, though, has been big on you. And you have even rejected yourself and wished you weren't like you were. But I feel like the Lord's saying to you that he wants you to embrace who you are. And you're unique. And you are even somewhat eccentric, and there's nothing wrong with that. In some ways, I'm eccentric, and people will say, wow, Patricia, you're a bit, you know, out there. I thought, exactly. And I love it. It's who God has made me to be. And he just wants you to take ownership of the beautiful you that you are. And I just speak of freedom for you from the rejection that you felt, even the rejection that you have towards yourself. He wants you to embrace this spirituality that you have. It's so beautiful. And he's going to send mentors into your life to help you grow in that. So just be of good cheer, because it's a day of deliverance for you. Wow, this is so much fun. Well, we are going to have to wrap up the program right now, but in wrapping it up, for those that are watching this program that are already seers, feelers, discerners, warriors, to leave them with one word of encouragement, what would you say? And just speak it right into the camera.
You're not crazy. You have a gift.
Amen. Amen. You have a gift. The only crazy we have is we're crazy in love with Jesus.
That's
Amen.
Right.
We're crazy in love with Jesus. And we just want to encourage you to grow in all of your gifts. And for those of you that you're watching this program and you think, oh my gosh, I don't have a spiritually sensitive bone in my body and I don't really want one after listening to this program, you don't have to. But you can celebrate others in their gifting. And we just all want to celebrate each other's uniqueness, because God has created us all different, and each one is beautiful. And sometimes we cut ourselves off from each other just because we're different, instead of coming together and seeing the beauty of it all flowing together. And so I just want to encourage you to just celebrate each other, celebrate yourself, celebrate those around you and all of their uniqueness, because it's all about God's love. And remember this, that he loves you with an everlasting love, and all of those around you, he loves in the same way. So go and share that love with someone this week and fill the earth with his goodness. We'll see you next time.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seers ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.